The Gemara on Daf Samech Daled Amud Beis, in its detailed discussion of the laws of Moilach, brought a Braisa that says in the Torah, "Umizarach loy siten lahaver la Moilach," and we learn from there that a person is only over the Isser Moilach if he's maver mizaroy, but not if he's maver kolzar. In other words, the Torah said mizaracho, that it's some of your children that you're not allowed to be maver l'moilach. If, however, somebody would be maver all his children, in that instance, he would not violate the halachas of moilach. The Marsha, in his Chidushei Halachos on this Gemara, says the following, quote, Kosev ha-smag lavin mem. The smag in lavin mem says, v'yesh bazeh tam l'tshuvas ha-minim, that if you want to know how to respond to a min, if he questions you on this Gemara, the answer is as follows. Mipnei shebe misas bezdin mischapren hamumsen. Because when somebody gets misas bezdin, he's being punished. But in addition to him being punished, he's also getting kapara. Vizeh, and this person that was maver all his children on Moilach, also called kach avera gedoyla. He did such a terrible avera, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitzeh she'yehe le'kapara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to get a kapara. In other words, the smag was being ma'or, that at first glance, this gemara is very, very tzarech bir. How is it possible that if somebody is maver mizari le'moilach, he violates this or Moilach and he's going to be chayev skilo, yet if somebody is maver kol zari le'moilach, he does not? Says the smag, the answer is because Misas Bezdin is an oinish, but Misas Bezdin is also a kapara. And because a person got kapara when he got Misas Bezdin, there's an argument to be made that it could be someone that did the lesser avera. He was Nosan Mizari Lamoilach. That person can get the kapara of Misas Bezdin, whereas the person that did the greater avera, he was Nosan Kolzari Lamoilach, that person would not be able to get the kapara. Meaning, from the perspective of the Oynish, it makes no sense that somebody that was Nosan Mizari Lamoilach gets the Oynish, but somebody that was Nosan Kolzari Lamoilach doesn't get the Oynish. But says the smag, there's another way to look at it. Not from the Oynish perspective, but from the kapara perspective. In other words, in Misas Bezdin, on the one hand, it's an Einish. On the other hand, it's also a Kapara. So you're right. From the Einish perspective, it has no Havana. But you want to know what the Tshuvas Aminim is? Look at it from the Kapara perspective. It actually makes a lot of sense that the person that did the lesser Avera can get the Kapara, yet the person that did the greater Avera would not be able to get the Kapara. So the Marsha brings this mag, and then he says something that's quite famous. He says, "Umizen nira losis tam hoda aminim b'chol duchto de'in oinshim enaden." I think that this mag is a Schlüssel to a new understanding of Ein Oinshim Enaden. So we know that the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatir Nidrashas Ben is Kal V'chaymer. Stating that, the Gemara in different places limits the scope and the application of Kal V'chaymer. One of those rules that govern Kal V'chaymer is Ein Oinshim Enaden. So if you have a Kal V'chaymer, but based on the Kal V'chaymer, what's going to emerge is that someone deserves a punishment, be it Malkus, be it Misas Bezdin, maybe even Oinshim Mamoin. The rule is you can't apply the Kal V'chaymer based on the din of Ein Oinshim Enaden. Says the Marsha that at first glance it's very sussum. Why Ein Oinshim Enaden? You can use a Kal V'chaymer to learn Dinei Torah, Essen and Lavin. So why then is it that when it comes to Oinshin, the rule is Ein Oinshim Enaden? Says the Marsha, I think the answer is this smag, because it's mavur in the smag, a new svara, and that is that it could be, although there's a Kal V'chaymer to be made, that if somebody does the lesser avera, he's going to be punished. Certainly if you do the greater avera, you're going to be punished, but there's a counter argument to be made, and that is every oinish also has a kapara component. So maybe the person that did the lesser avera, he can get the kapara, but the person that did the greater avera, he cannot get the kapara. It's for that reason, says the Marsha, Ein Oinshim Enaden. You're right, the Kal V'chaymer is screaming and saying that if the guy did the lesser avera, he's punished. Certainly the person who did the greater avera should be punished. The teretz is, that's true from the Einish perspective, but there's a kapara perspective as well. And it could be that only the person that did the lesser avera, he is someone that's shayach to this kapara. But the person that did the greater avera, he's not shayach for the kapara, and it's for that reason Ein Oinshim Enaden. And this goes down as the Marsha's pshat in Ein Oinshim Enaden. So whenever you see Ein Oinshim Enaden, and you look in the Achronim a little bit, they're always mitzayin the Marsha in the Sechta Sanhedrin. Where is it? Samech Talad on the days. It's in the Sugi of Moilach. It's based on this smak who was coming to explain how is it possible in light of just basic svara, and in light of the mitzvah of kal v'chomer, that if someone is maver mizari l'moylach, he's chayv skila. Yet if somebody is maver kol zari l'moylach, he's not going to be chayv skila. Now the reason this marsha is a chiddush, because it's not the pashup shad in ein oichem adin. What's pashup shad in ein oichem adin? Right? If somebody asks you, why is it ein oichem adin? The reason is because every time you have a kal v'chomer, there's always a possibility that there might be a pircha on the kal v'chomer. We always speak out, the Rabbi Chanan said that he heard from Rabbi Chaim that the Gemara says in Masechtes Kedushin daf Yura Midbeis, v'kvar sholach Yoichanan ben Bagbag, Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseril in Netzivim. I'm skipping. Muchzakani b'chosha atabaki b'chedri Torah. I understand that you're a baki in kol ha'Torah kula, and lidrish b'kal v'chomer e'at o'yedeya, and yet you don't know how to darshan b'kal v'chomer, and he was questioning him on a certain sugya with regards to an arusa bas yisrael that's a chelas betruma, ayin sham. But Rabbi Chaim said, Rabbi Chanan asked that I don't understand. Yoichanan ben Bagbag told Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I know you know kol ha'Torah kula. You don't know how to darshan l'kal v'chomer. Fake Rabbi Chaim, to darshan l'kal v'chomer, you don't have to be a baki. To darshan l'kal v'chomer, you have to be a lamdan. To darshan l'kal v'chomer, you have to know a svara. Why is the preface of i'at yodeya lidrash kal v'chomer muchzakani ani b'chot sh'at baki b'chedri Torah? What does bakiyas have to do with knowing how to make a kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is a milsa atoli b'svara. It has nothing to do with yedias hashas. It has nothing to do with being a Sinai. It has nothing to do with bakiyas. So Rabbi Chaim said, you're right. In order to darshan l'kal v'chomer, you need to be a bal svara. You have to be an oikahara. But to know that there's no pircha on the kal v'chomer, for that you have to know kol ha'Torah kula. In other words, you can have a kal v'chomer from today till tomorrow, but you need to make sure that there's no pircha on the kal v'chomer. Throughout Shas, the Gemara will mention a kal v'chomer, and the Gemara will say this teichiach and that teichiach. But the point is, that's the pashut reason why ein oichem adin. Because really, to darshan a kal v'chomer, you have to be baki b'kol chedrei Torah. So Azal knew kol ha'Torah kula, and they darshan kal v'chomer. But when it came to oichem, when it came to punishing somebody, then they took a little bit of a step back. Then they were a little bit less confident in the kal v'chomer, because maybe there's a pircha, and because maybe there's a pircha, so that's a reason not to give somebody malchus. That's a reason not to give somebody mises bezin. That's a reason not to punish somebody. So that pashup shad in einu inchim adin is maybe there's a pircha. The marshas be mechadash enu shad. He's saying einu inchim adin. Why? Because maybe the person that did the lesser avera could get the kapara that comes along with the oinish. But the person that did the greater avera, dafka, because his avera is so great, maybe it's for that reason this oinish is not enough of an oinish, meaning it's not enough to give him kapara, so we're just going to punish the person without him getting the kapara that he's supposed to get. So that's definitely not okay, and it's for that reason ein oichem adin. The truth is that over the years we've mentioned additional reasons for why ein oichem adin. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his base ha'oitzer, in Klal Aleph, he is melakit 9 different reasons that he found amongst the Gedolei Achronim, lepachis v'lo yoser. 9 reasons why it is ein oichem adin. One of the fascinating reasons that he gives is based on the Bnei Yisachar, who quotes from the Mizritcha Magid, who said that a kal v'chomer is a skula l'refuah. So what's the background? So it's based on something that the Svarim HaKdoshim say, and that is, we know there's Yud Gimel Midoy Shatir Nidreshes Ben. There's also Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim. And the Magid said that each one of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatir Nidreshes Ben is mechuvin to one of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim. So the Magid said, what's the first of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatir Nidreshes Ben? It's Kal V'chomer. What's the first of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim? Kale. Now, the truth is that the Bali Tosfos have a discussion. What is the first of the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachamim? Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum. And they come out, either it's the first Kel or the second Kel. But the Mekubalim said that it's the first Hashem or it's the second Hashem. But the Mekubalim said that the first of the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachamim is really the Midah of Kel. So it comes out then that Kel is Mechuvin Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is the first of the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachamim. And Kel is the first of the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachamim. So based on that, the Magid said that it would come out that if a person darshan's a kal v'chomer, he's ma'ir the midah of kale. Now, what's the midah of kale? The midah of kale is the shem of refuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened for Miriam, who was a mitzvah, she was a chayla, said, "Ana kale na, refana la." It's the midah of kale. And it's from there the Sfarim HaKdoshim say that the darshan a kal v'chomer is a skula for refuah. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, you want to know why ein oichem adin? Because when you darshan kal v'chomer, you know, you're bringing good tidings. You're bringing psuras tovus. You're bringing refuahs, yeshuas, and nechamas. Ein oichem adin. It can't be. In pnimius, there's no such mitzvahs of oichem adin. Because the minute you darshan the kal v'chomer, you're being ma'ir kale. And that's the mid of refuah, and if that's the case, it's not possible. So in Meglach, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, that the result of a kal v'chomer should be a noinish. Either way, this is all dvarim atikin. But I want to tell you something fascinating, and that is the Marsha starts this well-known piece. Kosev Asma, Glavin Mem, V'yesh Bozeh Tam, L'tshuvas Haminim. That you should know that in the world of Dam Mashetoshev women, this Svara is the answer to the question that the men might give you a hard time with. And the question is, seems to be a little bit of a rest of the story here. And I believe that the rest of the story is the following. So over the years, it's Yodua, there were many times that Gedolei Yisrael were forced to debate the Noitzrim in a very, very high stakes debate and a high stakes disputation. Some of the more famous ones are the Vikuach of the Ramban. The Radak was involved in a famous Vikuach. Rabbi Yosef Albo was involved in a famous Vikuach. Rabbi Yontif Lipman Milhoisen, the Baal Sefer HaNitzachin, these are all Rishonim. He was involved in a very famous Vikuach. Rabbi Chilni Paris was also involved in a very famous Vikuach. Now, the background to the Vikuach of Rabbi Chilni Paris is, this took place in France. It was in the year 1240. And it's interesting because it wasn't so much a Vikuach of Yidden versus Neutzren, but it was more the Yidden being forced to defend the Talmud. So the church had levied certain allegations about the Talmud, saying that we don't mind the Jews practicing their religion, but at the same time, if they're going to study the Talmud, that's not okay. And the reason is because there are certain provocative statements in the Talmud, which we believe is not okay, there's certain things they say about us and the Neutrim and the Akum, etc., etc. And it's based on that they felt that the Talmud needs to stand trial. And depending on how it works out, they're going to make the determination whether it's okay for the Yidden to study the Talmud or whether it's not okay for the Yidden to study the Talmud. Either way, the date was set. It was in June of the year 1240. The debate, the disputation was going to be held in the presence of the King of France, who was King Louis. They were all King Louis, but this is King Louis the Ninth and his Rebbetzin. The queen was present as well. The prosecutor was a Yisroel Meshumid. His name was Nicholas Donin, who once upon a time was a Goyim the Yisroel, who had obviously veered off the Yiddish path. And the Yidden were told that they should present four of their leaders to come and to represent the Jewish cause to defend the Talmud. Now, the four Gedolim that came forward were Rabbi Chilmi Paris, Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi David Mimilon, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Shloima, who was from Chateau Thierry, some region in France. But the bottom line is, it was these four Gedolei Yisrael who were given the job to defend the Talmud. Now, it's known as the Vikuach of Rabbi Chilmi Paris because he was the Reish HaMedabrim and he was the one that actually did the talking. But in reality, there was a group of law attorneys that came together and their job was to answer all these claims. Now, if you go through the Vikuach, so really, there were multiple different arguments that were being made. If you wanted to classify it, there were the Yeshay and Noitzri arguments. Then there were arguments related to different comments that the Gemara makes that are derogatory to Akum, the Amevin Yavin. And in addition to that, there were arguments where they were arguing there's certain things in the Talmud that seemed to them to be silly, different Divrei Agada, and just different Gemaras that they were questioning the Gedolei Yisrael about. And again, it was the job of these four Gedolei Yisrael to defend the Talmud. Now, to be clear, it wasn't so much Jewish lives from a physical perspective that were at stake, but it was more the Talmud, the Gemara was at stake. Because in the event that the Yidden were going to lose this disputation, that meant that Gemara was going to be banned. Now, if the Gemara is banned, then there's no Yiddishkeit. Hameven Yavin. But it was being done under the premise that France is a Medina Shal Chesed, and King Louis and his queen are very, very tolerant of the Jews, and we're 100% perfect with freedom of religion, and the Jews should be able to do their thing. We're not questioning the Jews and their way of life. What we're questioning now is the merit of doing what we do, of Daf Yomi, of studying the Gemara. And this is what they were being forced to debate. Either way, this Vikuach has been transcribed. It's been translated into English. It's obviously a very, very, very famous Vikuach. But there's one line in the Vikuach. It's actually towards the beginning. That's very, very interesting. And that is as follows. Now, it's not clear, by the way, who wrote this vikuach. Yeshoimim Rabbi Yechiel Miparis wrote it. Yeshoimim was a Talmud of his, an eyewitness. But I'm reading now from the Rishonim. This was either written by Rabbi Yechiel Miparis himself, or this was written by one of the other Talmidim, presumably one of the Ba'alei Tosfos. But either way, Vayiftach ha'osein es piv vayoma, referring to Nicholas Donin, right? It says in your Torah, Hamavir kol zari lemoylech pater, that if somebody is mavir kol zari lemoylech, he's going to be pater. Yet then hevik tzas mizari chayif shenema mizare v'loy kol zari Sanhedrin samichtal amides. So said Nicholas Donin, the osoin v'alzev al kayotze b'yupoli kol ruach. He says any person that has any soul inside of him is going to read this Gemara, he's going to be taken aback. Umiyamin lozois. Who can even believe it? That if a person will take some of his children and will be married them lemoylech al dichay misa, yet vim hir belachdoi vehevir kol zari oz yipotem misa, it makes no sense. So Nicholas Donin makes this argument and he says, you see, the Talmud's ridiculous. Why? Because this Gemara, how's it possible that if someone's maver kol zari lemoylech, he's going to be potter, but mizari is going to be chay? Vayakumu ha-hagmoidim litzachik. All the hagmoinim, all the ministers that were there, you can manage visualize this. They all start laughing. The gama malka nifla, and even the queen, she was very taken aback. She was like, wow, she was aghast. What a silly din. It makes no sense. Wow, you're saying so good. Vayana Rabbi Yoimer. But then Rabbi Chilmi Paris, he's defending the Talmud. He's the Reish Medabrim. He got up and he said, Oyd Yobay Hayoim, there's a day that's going to come. Shaloy Tetzachako. For Loy Taligoazet, that you're not going to laugh and you're not going to scoff at us. Avtis Nachamu, you're going to feel bad. Al Asher Asisim Kainim Tuchlu. Because of the way you reacted. He says, I see already, this is indicative, this is towards the beginning of the way. He said, I see already how you're going about this. Meaning, you're levying acquisition, you're not even giving us any, you're laughing at us, you're just making fun of us without even hearing the other tzav. Why don't you hear me out before you start laughing? And then Rabbi Chilmi Paris continued to talk, and he said, Ona Adonosi. Turns to the queen, and he says, Your Majesty, Shimi no midli, I want you to hear what I have to say. Mi chata yoisa, tell me, who sinned more? Ha-hoirik ish echad ishnayin. Someone that kills one person, or somebody that kills two people? Atana malka v'atoymer. So the queen said, of course, ha-hoirik shnayin. Ha-hoirik arba, and then she continued, she was a London, and she said, if somebody kills four, chayte yoisa mi ha-hoirik shnayin. It's even worse if you kill two. Kol ha-moisav la-haroik. This is easy math. Omar Rav. So the Rav said, "Emes omarta v'yosher posharta." So he says, "Listen, v'neksib the Torah. It says arba misas bezin skilas reifa harik bechenin. The kulam nimsru lebezin laharik es hamechuyev ba'achas mielo. The chol hamumis, you know." Rabbi Chilmi Paris told the queen that any person that was given misas bezin mizvada had to say vidu. He had to confess his or her sins. But as nimchalu lo yavin oisav. And then the person got mechilas abaynus. Bechematzinu va'achan. You find that by Achan. Sha'amalo Yeshua. Yeshua told him, Yachrucha Hashem b'yoyim hazeh. Pirish, hayoyim hazeh ata ocher. Today you're going to be ocher. Abal ein ata ocher loyim abo. Sanhedrin em dalur amadeis. Hilkach, it's for that reason said, Rabbi Chilmi Paris to the queen, here's the punchline. Kishaheber mikzazaroi. When a person is maver mikzazaroi, hoi chayiv skilo. Umisvade, umiskaper. Abal kishaheber kolzaroi. But if the person was maver kolzaroi, shechoti yoyse. Now he sinned even more. This person, because his avera so chomer, doesn't deserve the kaparo. It's for that reason he's not going to get killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher b'yodei kol hanefashos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everybody. Yodin oisoi koroi. He is going to punish. And this time was noisachem b'yineim. When they heard this, the queen says, you're 100% right. And this debate got off on a very, very good, solid ground. Because of this argument that was made by Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, this argument is the Tshuvas Haminim that the Marsha is referring to in Chedushei Halachos. But here's the rest of the story. The Marsha quotes the Smag. He said, Kosev HaSmag Lavent Men. You know who the author of the Smag was? Rav Moshe Mikutzi. He was one of the four Gedolei Yisrael that were defending the Yidden in this debate.
it was Rabbi Chilmi Paris, it was Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi, it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Dovin Mimilon, and it was Mishmuel ben Rabbi Schleimer from Chateau Thierry. But the point is, Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi, the smag, was one of the members. That's the rest of the story. I didn't say anyone shtal the suba. So posh it. This is what it is. Because of a smag, the smag himself, he was in the court in front of King Louis IX and his queen. He was literally standing there, and they came with this argument. And even though Tosfos also said, this is a great, but this was a kasha. And in the world of Dan Mashatosh of Apikoris, in the world of Tshuvas Aminim, this was a very, very big deal. So the smag says, me can't Tshuvas Aminim. You want to know the rest of the story? This is the rest of the story. But I just want to end with one last thing, and that is, so we're bringing up the Vikuach of Rabbi Chilmi Paris, this disputation for the second time here in the Machzor. The first time was on Daf Mem Gimel, the infamous Daf with Yeshe HaNoitzri, the censor Daf, where the Gemara talks about how the Sanhedrin gave Yeshe HaNoitzri Misas Bezdin, and that Gemara and some of the other Yeshe HaNoitzri Gemaras were a big thorn in the side of the Chachmei Yisrael, right? Most of the Vikuchim centered not around Moilach, it centered around all those Gemaras, and this was a very, very big deal, the amount of Jewish blood that was spilled because these Gemaras are in the Shaib, in the Tarim. It was a very, very, very big deal. And we mentioned Rabbi Chilmi Paris said a Chiddush. He said a Chiddush that the Ramban didn't agree with in his Vikuach. And really, this goes down as the Chiddush Rabbi Chilmi Paris. And that is that all the Gemaras that talk about Yeshe HaNoitzri are not referring to the Yeshe HaNoitzri. But they're referring to someone else whose name was Yeshe, came from the same place. That's why he had the same name, Yeshe HaNoitzri. But you have the wrong guy. It's a mistaken identity. It's a fake ID. And the reason to make the argument is because really the Gemara's narrative of Yeshe HaNoitzri and the Noitzrim's narrative of Yeshe HaNoitzri, just on a very simple, superficial level, don't seem to add up. The Gemara at the end of Soita says that Yeshe HaNoitzri was a Tam Reb Shuv and Prachia who lived around the time of the Hanukkah story. That's hundreds of years before when Yeshe HaNoitzri was allegedly born. And you have even that Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the Sanhedrin gave Misas Bezdin to Yeshe HaNoitzri because he was a Mesis Umadiach. Yet, according to the secular version of the history, he was crucified by the Romans. Now, it was done because of Jewish influence, perhaps. But the point is that he wasn't killed by the Sanhedrin. So Rabbi Chilmi Paris in his argument, and if you go through the Vikuach inside, he bangs it out, sharp. See, you have the wrong guy. I don't know what you're talking about. He says, this is not the same person. Go through the Gemaras. Our history of it and your history of it don't really align. But I'll tell you something interesting. Echad Mimnei HaChabura, a very good friend of mine, he left me a voice note with a very, very stark kahara. He said, it's poshet, l'chayra, if you do back-of-the-envelope arithmetic, that it can't be that the Sanhedrin actually killed Yeshe HaNoitzri. He says, I'll prove it to you. He says, why? He said, because we know the Gemara says that 40 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin went into Galus. They left the Lishkas HaGazus, and the reason they did it was because they didn't want to pass in Dinei Nefashos. Now, we know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70, the Mispara, which means that the last time the Yidden gave Misas Bezdin was approximately in the year 30. Now, Yeshe HaNoitzri, we know he was born in year 0, and the history is that he lived 33 years, which means he was killed in the year 33, which is 3 years after the Bezdin stopped giving Misas Bezdin. So if that's the case, it's poshut math. It's impossible that the Sanhedrin killed him. And it must be the account of the Noitzrim is the real account. Now, what's shot in our Gemara? So maybe it's a right Rabbi Chilmi Paris. Maybe it's a decoy right raid that we spoke about. But the bottom line is, he asked very good. At first glance, if you do the math, it just doesn't work out. Right? 70 minus 40, which is 30. He's killed in 33. L'chari, the Sanhedrin not giving Misas Bezdin. It's a very good kasha. But there's a very simple answer to this kasha as well. And that is, it's enough in a Tosfos. And the Tosfos is in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Tosfos is in different places in Shas. And he's going on a Gemara, where the Gemara says, Tonit Vechizkia, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Afal Pisha Batal Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin was batal, Aba Arba Misas Le Batal. Meaning, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no more Sanhedrin, which would mean there's no more Misas Bezdin. Aba Din Arba Misas Bezdin Le Batal. A very, very well known Tonit Vechizkia. Freita is a kasha that why did the Gemara say, Miyon Shechara Beis HaMikdash, Afal P, Shabbatal Sanhedrin, Arbim Misas Le Batal. It sounds like, when did Arbim Misas become Batal? Miyon Shechara Beis HaMikdash. We know the Gemara says it was 40 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. So, Frey Tarsus, why does the Gemara say that from the time of the Churban there was no more Misas Bezdin? Lechayr, it happened already 40 years earlier, says Tarsus, V'yesh Loimar. It's true that the Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban, there was no more Mises Bezdin. Based on the fact that the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozes, you can't get Mises Bezdin anymore. However, Mikal Makan, if they ever saw a Tzairuch Shah, Hayu Chayzrin the Lishkas HaGozes, they would go back to the Lishkas HaGozes, Ki Ahi Uvda, like this story, Ukayotzabai. So says Tosfos that it's true there was no Mises Bezdin already 40 years, but that means Ba'ifin Kavua there wasn't. But the Tzairuch Shah, sometimes they would go back. That's the answer to this Ha'ara. The answer is that it's true there was no Mises Bezdin 40 years before the Churban, but that's Ba'ifin Kavua. But with Tzairuch Shah, that already was okay. But I'll tell you something even more interesting, and this is the rest of the story, and we're going to end with this. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos' Lashon is V'yei Shloimar, Mikom Mokin Kishahayu Rayon Tzairuch Shah, Hayu Chayzvin Lelichkas Agazis, Ki Ahi Uvda Ukei Yotzabai. Ki'ahi uvda. What's that uvda that Tosfos is referring to? If you take a look at the Rashash in his Agoris on the Gemara, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Agoris on the Gemara, they mamish are not sure. And they assume that what Tosfos means, if you look at the context of Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara just told the story about Shimon ben Shetach, who said, Ere ben Achama, lo ro'isi echot sh'rotz achachaber l'churva, one of the famous Gemaras in the Sechta Sanhedrin. And they ask, ha'hi uvda of Shimon ben Shetach? Shimon ben Shetach is a contemporary of Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. Circa, Yanei HaMelech, Chanukah story. He lived way before this whole shmooze. He lived in the 18th century. It's the 21st century. What sheiches? Vukum taran, ahu uvda. Why are we talking about Shimon ben Shetach? And Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Rashash, they mamish blayed tzarchin. They have no avonim what Tosfos means. But the reason the Rashash and Rabbi Yaakov Emden didn't know what Tosfos meant is because they had a censored Gemara. If you look at an old Gemara, Pre-Chisreni Ashas, with a Tosfos on the side. You know what it said in Tosfos? Tosfos about this, V'yei Shloimah, V'komokin k'shah hayu rayin tzairuch shah, hayu chayzrin l'lishkas ha'gozis, ki ahi uvdo d'yei shay hanoitzri. Those words were taken out of Tosfos, because why have another Tosfos that talks about this? But the bottom line is, what Tosfos was referring to was Yei Shay Hanoitzri. In fact, Tosfos is raya to his yesod, that although the Sanhedrin went to Golis and stopped giving Mises Bezdin 40 years before the Churban, but Letzayruch Shah they would. And you know what the Raya is? The Raya is Yeshe HaNoitri. Tosfos also did the math. And Tosfos knew that Yeshe HaNoitri lived into those 40 years. And he lived into the 40 years. How could the Gemara, Mem Gimel, the censored Gemara, say that the Yidden killed Yeshe HaNoitri? The Teretz is, it's a right. This is not just a Teretz to this Kash. It's a Mefurish Tosfos. It's a Mefurish Tosfos. If you have the uncensored version of this Tosfos, the Pre-Chisreni Ashas Tosfos, it's a Mefurish Tosfos. Either way, just revisiting this fascinating topic and the fascinating Vikuach of Rabbi Chilmi Paris.